This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. There is a light in me. And now, let's join Bishop Avi Hillier.
I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, if you want to put a title on tonight, more money manifestations. Everybody say more money.
More money.
Now, and the lesson is designed to really examine the role of the Spirit of God in our lives to help manifest material prosperity. We can only cooperate with the Holy Spirit, accept his guidance to the degree that we have revelation on what his role is in our lives. And with the prophetic word that we gave, all the promises of God must be received by faith. For every prophecy and every prophetic word, every principle, there's a faith process that must be used to bring it to pass. So that's what tonight is about, is to give you a good scriptural foundation so you know that this word that we are speaking, this confession that we're making, is founded on scriptural principles. You're not just saying something because you heard it in church. And really to help build you up so when and if somebody starts laughing at you, you don't back down.
Amen.
See? And so the only way you're going to be able to do that and have this expectation is know that it's founded in the Word of God. And whenever there is a prophetic word, you'll always see it. You will always see that already in principle. A prophetic word is really an echo of what God has already done in principle somewhere in the Word of God. So tonight I want to show you in the Word of God that God has brought money into folks' hands in a fast manner, in a sudden manner, in a quick manner. So your faith and your expectation can be based on if God did it for them, he'll do it for me. And so you have to understand your role in it so that you can position yourself to receive. Now, how many of you in business for yourself? I'm in business for yourself. Wave at me, wave at me, wave at me. All right. Let's get it under the business folk a hand clap. How many thinking about going into business for yourself? All right, all right, all right. Okay, all right. All right. Praise the Lord. How many got money tied up that need to be released? Oh, okay, all right. All right. That's good. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Underline that, power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Scripture here says that God gives us power to get wealth. He gives us the power to get it. So it must not be anything wrong with it if he's going to give me power to get it. So you got to overcome in your thinking there's something wrong with the money thing. You know, because, you know, a lot of people just, they almost get turned off by me talking about it. I can see when I'm talking, not just crowd here because y'all came out, knew I was going to be talking about money. But you know, I be saying it in church, you can see some folk, it just kind of rubs them wrong. We're like, oh, my God, she went, oh. You know what they broke said. Because, no, folk who have money really don't mind you talking about money. See? And so, you know, you got to understand, that's nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with us releasing our faith for more money. All right? And the Bible says he gives us power to get it. We want to see how he gives us power to tap into money. Now, here's what God told me years ago, and I want you to get this. He told me years ago I had to change my perspective on money because there is no shortage of money. There is no shortage. And he told me to look at money as a river that flows through the land. And all of us have our plots of land, as it were, next to the river of finances that continues to flow through the land. And the person who has the best irrigation system, who knows how to tap into the flow is the person that's going to get the money. Otherwise, the money's going to flow right by you. So I had to get in my understanding that there was no shortage. That you may not have it, but there is no shortage. Just common sense. Nobody burned it up. Nobody destroyed it. So there is still money in the land. Amen. Amen. So I got to understand there's still money. If I say still money. Now, I got 4 points. First point is the expectation. Second point is the exhortation. Third point is the examples. And then the final point is the experience. So does God really get involved in us getting more money? If so, how can we expect God to help us financially? Or what is our role in this financial increase? And I'm often asked why I'm so passionate about teaching on money. Well, that's my assignment. You know, just like some people's passion, you know, Benny Hinn like to lay hands on the sick. My assignment is to teach about financial increase. You follow me? That's my anointing. That's what I'm called to teach. So when I told God, I made a covenant with God, you show me, I'll show everybody else. You show me something, I'm not going to keep it to myself, I'll show it to everybody else. Your expectation is first critical because your faith works by your expectation. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith gives substance to your hope. If you don't have a hope or an expectation for increase, your faith has nothing to work with. So I have to have an expectation for increase, a solid, sure, unwavering expectation that I know I'm supposed to have. Got it? Now, everybody say, with his broke self. Now, years ago, with my broke self, I had this expectation that I wasn't supposed to be broke. Amen. I had this expectation that I was supposed to increase financially. I was supposed to have. God didn't mind me having it, and he would help me get it. Everybody say, with his broke self. Yeah, with my broke self, I had that. And had the courage enough to tell everybody, keep watching me. One of these days, you'll see I'll be one of the richest preachers in the land. Amen. Everybody say, with his broke self. So, it was based on my expectation. I expected God to do something because I saw it in his word. Your expectation will either ignite faith, frustration, or fear. Faith, if I'm believing in the word of God. Frustration, if I'm confused about what's happening, how it's going to happen. Fear, if I listen to everybody who's telling me it's going to get worse before it gets better. What are you expecting? See, I'm not expecting it to get worse. Not for me. I'm not in denial that there's an economic situation. I'm just not participating in that recession. Are you listening? Listen, when you look at history, some of the greatest breakthroughs were made in tough economic times. So the pattern is already set for those who can lift their expectation above the crowd. You can still have. But you got to expect it. I expected the best. I didn't expect to stay broke all the time. Now, one of the clear things that shows what you expect is what you're planning on. Everybody say, with his broke self. See, with my broke self, I was going and looking at a Rolls Royce when I couldn't even afford to buy it. With my broke self, I was going looking at big, nice houses when I couldn't afford them. Why? Because I didn't expect to always be broke. My expectation then is going to show up in how I plan. It's going to show up in my profession, how I talk. You got it? And so, see, I was not ashamed. And, people laughed at me. And I remember one year, boy, it had to be, oh, my God. I remember it was around Thanksgiving, and this guy tells me that, you know, because, you know, I'm talking big and bad. Everybody see where this broke down? And so this guy tells me this is what success is, and he throws down all his credit cards and tells me, you need to go back to school, because if you don't get an education, you're not going to ever have this. That ain't nothing but debt. I didn't define my success by having a credit card. I defined my success by having more money. Well, I don't need the card. And I got cards, but I don't need the cards. I can pay all my cards out at the end of the month. Right. Follow me? So my success wasn't having a card so I could charge on. And I think that guy eventually went bankrupt. Yeah. See, but I wasn't looking for a card. See, my expectation was for God to manifest more money in my hands so I'd have more to do with. I am the biggest giver in this church. Don't plan to be always. I plan for some of y'all to come on. Yeah. But I set out to get so I could give. And so whenever I travel around the world and people turn their nose up, and not less rare, you know, but I'm teaching because guys bring me into that church to teach on finances. And when I do, you know, I just tell anybody, if you don't like the prosperity message, you match my giving and I'll talk to you. All right, because it's balanced. I want to have so I can be a blessing in the earth. But you've got to expect it. So it changes how you think. It changes how you plan. You never say out of your mouth anymore that I cannot afford it. What I say is it's not wisdom for me now. Amen. Everybody say the expectation. All right. So the expectation really determines the limits of my faith, because what I expect is what gives strength to my faith, gives my faith something to work with. Now, in the Bible, we have all of these exhortations for increase. Luke 6:38, give and what? Shall be given unto you how? Good measure, what else? Pressed down, shaken together, and what? Now, that sounds like increase, right? So it's a principle in the Word of God. And so throughout the Bible, Proverbs 10:22, let's go there quickly. I got to saturate my thinking with this is more than something Bishop Hilliard came up with. This is the consistent teaching of the Bible. So then, I will not allow envious thinkers or folk with erroneous theology to shake me. All the sick folk and your pastor down there teaching about money. Well, how come you couldn't say all the broke folk? Yes, is there more in the Bible than money? Yes, there is. But how many know folk need money too? See, but envious thinkers and things like that, he'll try to throw a rock at this. My God, how could you? In the day's situation, where all of the things that are going wrong, well, headline number one. Finance, or like they told our president, it's the economy. You follow me? I mean, that's what it boils down to. I got to understand this is a scriptural thing. You have a right to believe for God to raise you up as a paymaster. Yeah. So that you have more money in your hands. Yeah. Amen. Amen. See, you have millionaire potential. Okay, now I got to work on this. See, my experience, listen. When, if I say with his broke self, with 23 folk, 23 members, I had potential. I had the same guy. I'm the same guy. So I had potential then to be who I am right now. So, see, you never judge your potential by your present state, because your potential is what raises you from your present state. So you got to see yourself, if you can now, with millionaire. can y'all get? Is that? Did I take you too far? No. I take too far now. No, you got to be able to see yourself with millionaire status, millionaire potential. Everybody say, having more money. Now, right now, you don't have to worry about how you're going to get it. Right now, we're going to get you to that point. Mark chapter 4. My God. Mark chapter 4. Right now, you don't have to know. Have to worry about it. See, it's a process. See, transformation first takes place in the mind. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So in it, before you will see a physical manifestation in your life, it starts with your thinking. So in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, this is what God showed me years ago. It says, and he says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed in the ground, and to sleep and rise night and day, the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Everybody say, he knoweth not how. So right now, you don't have to know how. Right now, I just got to get you in a faith state of mind to believe you have greater financial potential than has manifested in your life thus far.
Amen.
Now, why is it so hard? Why is it so important that I dig on this? Because your core belief is what really guides you. And your core belief has been shaped already before you come into the knowledge of what God's word says. And see, if that core belief is one of lack, then it's hard for you to really see yourself with abundance. All right? Now, you need to go back to the scripture I had you at before. Proverbs 10. Y'all put your ribbon there? Remember, because all good Bibles have ribbons, right? Proverbs 10, 22. Are you there? All right, I got to hurry. Okay, yeah. Says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh what?
Rich.
It maketh what?
Rich.
And it addeth what?
No.
So that means you ought to have money and be glad.
Amen.
Now, some of us grew up in an era where they told us in church, if everything's going well, something must be wrong somewhere. How many heard that coming up? That's wrong. That's not scripture. You're supposed to have money, and you're supposed to be enjoying life with the money.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, all right, now. So, if I have this clear understanding, then I'm ready now to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in get money, since it's the will of God. Is it the will of God?
Yes.
All right. Proverbs 12, or I mean, Psalms 112. Psalms 112. Everybody say, more money, more money.
More money.
Yes. Praise ye the Lord. Blesses the man that, verse 1, that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. Now, isn't that something, how he connected praise with wealth?
Yes.
Did you see that? He started, praise you the Lord. Bless the man that feareth the Lord, that worships God, delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and what?
Riches.
Shall be where?
In his house,
and his righteousness endureth forever. All right, go to Psalms 115. Verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. When you see that fear word, understand, it's talking about reverence. It's talking about worship. It's talking about praising. It's talking about honoring God. It says, now watch this. The Lord shall increase you, what?
More
and more. You, what? And your children. See, again, we can see worship, reverence, praise, all that connected with material increase. Are you seeing that? And so the Bible says he'll bless you more and more. Everybody say more and more. Come on now, you got to understand. So that means whatever you have, God says, I want to give you some more. Now that's hard for life, folk, because we are really conditioned to be satisfied with need, with need met. Okay, I got to work on y'all on this, because when you're getting ready to buy something, then what comes up in your thinking is, Do I really, come on here, do I really need this? Come on, all right, come on. Because we've been conditioned that our expectation level is set at need. And there are some things you wouldn't dare get, nor could you enjoy, because you can't justify it above a need. Now, you know, I think last year we had a beautiful deal that came along. And, you know, we took advantage of the deal. But my enjoyment level was down here because I couldn't see, I said, I don't need this. You know, Bridget and the kids and all, they had been confessing it, you know. But when the deal came to us, it was so great, I couldn't turn it down. It's a deal. But then I couldn't really enjoy it because I'm trying to justify need. Then the Lord's going to talk to me and say, why are you trying to do that? Do you just give your children what they need? And I thought about that. No. None of us give our children just what they need. You delight in doing more than what they need. You want to give them some of their wants. Come on, just think about it. Think about it. What do you really need? If you just go by need, I mean, you don't need a name, brand, nothing. You don't need a name, brand, nothing. You got it? I mean, I don't want to put any car down, automobile down, but, you know, some of y'all in here drive Mercedes. You don't need a Mercedes. I ain't putting you down. I'm just talking. Just talking. Everybody say, just talking. See, you could get by in a, what's the smallest little car they have? Huh? Kia? Smart car? I don't know, but you could have one of them. You don't need that. You don't need that Mercedes. Now, listen. Y'all know I'm not trying to get you out of your nice car. Y'all know it. Yeah. You want that. But you got to understand, it's okay with God.
Amen.
So it's a mind thing. I could not enjoy it until I got a revelation that it wasn't about me having it because I needed it, but me having it because my Father wants me to have it. He wants to give me my wants. The Lord is thy, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The righteous shall not want for any good thing. So, see, you got to get in your understanding now when it comes to this next level. God wants to do it for you, not because you need it, but just because you
want it.
Are y'all all right? Y'all all right? Just because you want it. And it's okay. See, you got to get, see, here's why I'm stressing on this. That's a biblical principle. That if a man's heart condemns him, he cannot have confidence toward God. If in your heart you don't think this is right, and to have a lot of money is wrong, and that all I want is my need met. See, you're not going to attract the kind of money you're talking about out of your mouth, because inside you got disagreement. So that's why you have to work and work. And this, and I'm telling you, because I had to do it. See, I had to get beyond that. And then I thought I was free till this whole nother level came. And I went, oh my God. Because I wouldn't even ask for it. I mean, this thing was so out there, I wouldn't even ask for it. Bridget and the kids, they were asking. They was asking, confessing. I didn't bother them. But when it came so awesome, because what it cost at one time dropped over half. And then it was almost handed to me on silver platter. God give all the favor and everything. Just handed to me on silver platter, and I'm sitting there wrestling with, do I need this? Amen. Okay. Let's move on. So, go with your Bibles to Isaiah 45. The Holy Spirit's got to help you. He's going to help us get money. Let's see if in Scripture does he promise to do that. Because that's money is going to be flowing all around you. How do you tap into it? Let's see if it's his will in his word that he says that he's going to help us. If we can establish that, then I think we're all right. All right. Okay. Where's my scripture? Okay. Forty-five. Look at verse 3. And I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Everybody say, God knows, where more money is. Yes, he does. Yeah, and he promises to help me find it. All right. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Does the scripture say God will help us? I can't have confidence that that God's going to help me unless I got scriptural proof that he says he's going to help me. Verse 13, for it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Well, why has that? Well, the good pleasure of God is, the Bible says, he's pleased when I prosper. So God's going to help me prosper. All right, let's look at another passage, I think, that makes it even more clear. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. God knows where my harvest is. He knows what things that are hindering. He knows he's obligated to give me a revelation to show me what he has for me. All right, watch this. Verse 9. As it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches the deep things, searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So I see here, the Bible says that God will reveal things to me by his Spirit. All right, now, so we've got scriptural references that he'll give us power to get wealth. All right, go to Job 22, and we got scriptural references now that it's all right to have money. See through the Bible, God wants his people blessed. It's a clear thing. So no matter how I've been brought up, no matter what other people say around me, I'm rooted in this understanding that God wants me to have more. He says he'll bless me with more and more. So that means no matter what I have, he wants to give me what? More. And then when I get that, he wants me to have what? More. And when I get that, he wants me to have what? More. But more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Well, when are you going to get satisfied? I've been satisfied. My father just wants to give me more. All right. Now, are you in Job? Yeah. Oh, yes. Now, watch this. Job 22. And you know what? We have not given our confession yet, have we? No, we're gonna give it in just a minute. But look at Job 22. And let's pick it up there in verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have what? Plenty of what? Everybody say, more money, more money. So I can see in the Bible, through my relationship with God, he's saying that I'll have more money. I'll have plenty. That's the will of God. So now, in the Bible, can we find situations where God calls increase? Where God calls increase. Well, make a note. I'm going to tell you the story in 2 Kings chapter 4. The widow comes and her husband has died. She's facing foreclosure. And she comes and she talks to the man of God. He gives us a creative idea. Get this now. Hunch the person next to her. You got to get this now. Especially if you're in business, you got to get this. He gives her a creative idea that puts her in business selling oil. What he did was he identified a need. All right? He identified a need and showed her how to meet the need. He identified a need and showed her how to meet the need. Everybody say, identify the need. Identify the need. Showed her how to meet the need. Yeah, yeah. Now, you got to understand this. See, this is the key to tapping in to the flow of money. Money is already flowing to things. People are already spending money on certain things. In the next coming days, they're going to spend money on stuff that they spend money on this time of year. You've got to see how you can tap into that. If they want to spend money, why not buy it from you? Everybody says, time to think. It's time to think. See, you have to understand what the prophet did for her was simply identify the need. Well, how did he do that? He showed her where he told her to go borrow vessels. Now, the reason that was a need, because all the vessels were empty. Nobody had oil. Obviously, they needed, that was a lack of oil, because everybody's oil pan was empty. So he tells her, identifies this need. Then God works a miracle to show her how to get a miracle to increase the oil that she had. But her real increase came when he told her to go sell the oil. So he put her in business, selling oil. Selling a product that people had a need for. And when you are making your sales pitch, you've got to be sure you identify to that person why they need your product. Because people buy based on benefit. And if I don't see a benefit, why should I? I still got my creative idea I'm working on. It is said that by the end of 2014, over half of Americans would be diabetic. By the year of 2012. Because we will not change our eating habits. So, I have a partner, and we've come up with a pill. We started out as a cheap pill. Because people want cheap. And it'll bring your blood sugar down within 2 to 3 hours. See, all I got to do now is communicate the need. You got it? Now, on top of that, you know, I've got another guy who's in marketing who's partnering with me. Everybody say more money. Because I plan to have more money in my hand than I've had. You better hit me. Now, I thank God, you know, the avenue that I have of ministry is a great avenue. And God's blessed me. You know, I have people who give me all over the country. You know, I said in one of the locations today, I've given more this year than I've given in previous years after on myself imposing a 20% cutting myself.
Wow. Amen.
Got it? The whole point is you got to see that you can make it.
Amen.
All right. So the widow, because she went to the prophet facing foreclosure, received insight, divine help on increase. The children of Israel, that victory that we talked about, Jehoshaphat, because of that victory, they went and picked up all of the spoils. That's in 2 Chronicles 20. They went and picked up all of the spoils, and they took them 3 days to gather it up. So they had more money in their hands than they had had in a long, long time. Peter helps Jesus preach the gospel, allow him to use his boat. Then Jesus turns around and blesses Peter, takes him fishing. And through this divine direction, Peter gets a boatload of fish. That translated into money. I mean, he had so many fish, his net was breaking. He called his partners in. All their boats were about to sink. Well, they weren't going to have no big fish fry. I mean, that was their commerce. You got to understand. They were going to take the fish, take it to market, and sell it. And guess what they was going to have?
Money.
More money than they had in a long, long time. All right. There's another situation in Matthew chapter 17 where Peter was behind on his taxes. Jesus and Peter were behind on their taxes. And Jesus gave Peter this creative idea, told him to go to the sea, catch a fish. The first fish that he catches in his mouth, he would find money. Well, I'm showing you scripturally that it has been the order of God to help folk get money.
Amen.
That's all I'm doing. I'm showing you this is not some fluke. This is something I dreamed up. No, it's been the consistent order of God in scripture that God will help you increase. And see, that's what you got to leave out of here with saying that without just saying it with your mouth, but down in your heart, really believing that, you know, because I'm praising God and I'm intentionally praising God, glorifying God, that I expect to move a God in my life. And real, real soon, I'm going to have more money in my hands than I've had in a long, long time, because God's going to help me get it.
Hallelujah.
All right. In 2 Kings chapter 7, there is this story, how bad things were. The city was surrounded by the enemy and wouldn't let him out, I'm telling you. And the people were starving to death. And the prophet stood up and said, now by tomorrow, things going to be real cheap. And this guy said, man, I don't believe that. And the prophet said, you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat it. And then four lepers were sitting outside the city gate. I mean, people were eating their children. That's how bad it was. Because the enemy outside the camp, outside the city, wouldn't let them get to resources. So these four lepers were sitting there and said, man, it's pretty tough on us. They don't want us in the city. And we really don't want to go in there because they're dying in there. And if we go to the enemy, they may kill us.
Yeah.
But let's take a chance. They may feel sorry for us. Well, when they were walking, God magnified their footsteps. And the armies that had the children of Israel surrounded, thought that another army was coming. Because God magnified their footsteps, and they ran off and left all of their goods. And when the lepers got there, they said, they couldn't believe it. They went from tent to tent, eating, putting on clothes, you know, profiling, you understand? And then they said, now, we do not well. We need to go back and tell the king's household.
Yeah.
So they go back and tell the king. The king said, he can't hardly believe it. So he sent out spies to check out the story, and it was just like he said. And their whole financial situation was reversed very quickly. So I'm trying to get in your thinking. Quit thinking it's going to take me 15 years, 10 years, 20 years. Doesn't have to. In Genesis 31, there's another example. God gave Jacob a creative idea. Everybody say creative idea.
Yeah.
Now, he gave him a creative idea, and Jacob was working for salary. And he goes to Laban and says, Laban, listen, what I want to do is I want to work on commission. Take all the solid cows and give them to me. And what I want you to do is take all of the ring straight cows of the spotted and speckled and send them away. So I think 3 days' journey. And my wage will be all of the spotted and speckled cows that are produced by these solid cows. Well, genetically speaking, that's not, you know, solid cows produce solid cows. But God had given him, and then he says, and he credited, he said, an angel told me to do this. He sat there and he meditated as they made it, and that meditation caused a genetic miracle. And he ended up being a rich, rich man because of the instructions that he got from the angel. Are y'all getting this now? So I got to get you in your mind, folks, that God's going to inspire your mind. You follow me? Money may not just fall out the sky. We wish it would. But if it doesn't, you can expect God to inspire your mind. He's going to bless the work of your hands.
Yeah.
More money going to come into your hands, but he's going to bless the work of your hands.
Amen.
Whew, yes. I'm about ready to close now. Now, my experiences with this have been, I plant for wisdom. Now, I didn't bring you here for you to give an offering, but we're going to receive an offering. But I always plant for wisdom. I plant for God. I need increase. I need wisdom on things when I plant for wisdom. The next thing I do is, watch this, I pray for the freedom of others to give to me. I pray for the freedom of others. So, and how God taught me this was, how many of you ever heard my clock story? Never heard my clock story? Yeah, some of y'all didn't vote again, just like this morning. I'm going to tell it anyway. Well, we know you was. All right, watch this. Very early in ministry, we were on Jensen, and God told me to believe for a clock. Just about like the clock sitting up there, but to believe for a clock. So I said, okay. And, you know, about at the time he told me to believe for the clock. We didn't have the money anyway, so I had to believe for the clock. And I remember this lady came one Sunday night. We were praying for the sick, and she came. Visitors would always show up. She had a big gourd on her neck, and we prayed for her. And boy, at the time we prayed, didn't in the natural look like anything happened, but we understood faith, and we claimed her healing. And so God tells me to believe for this clock. Well, as time rolled on, you know, we got a little money in the treasury to buy a clock. So I said, well, they're going to buy a clock. God said, no, I told you to believe for the clock. So I'm standing in faith for the clock, confessing the clock, and all that sort of thing. Months go by. And then we're having another Sunday night service. This lady shows up again, and this time this big garter had shrunk to about the size of a quarter. And so we had testimonies at that time, and she came up, and she came up with a brown bag in her hand, and she came up and gave her testimony. Boy, we all shouted because she said she went back to the doctor, and this whole thing had dissolved. It was about, you could barely see it, about the size of a quarter. And she said, and then just after she gave her testimony, we all kind of calmed down from shouting. We was a little radical in those days. She said, one other thing. Can I give this church a clock? Why, yes, you can. So she takes this clock out of a brown bag. And she apologized. She says, when I left this church after y'all prayed for me, God told me to buy you a clock.
Wow.
But I've had this clock in my car for months. In fact, the box, the original box it was in, was all torn up. It's really a new clock. She's trying to convince us that it's new. It's really new. And God spoke to him and said, see there? When I spoke to you about it, I spoke to her. Watch this. He said, son, you have to pray people free to give to you and to obey me. So see, I spend time praying. You need to pray for your customers. You also have customer lists. You lay your hands on your customer list and you begin to pray.
Amen.
Okay, what you got to lose?
Amen.
You pray folk free to obey God. If you got to go into a negotiation, you pray.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You pray and you declare everybody. I confess every day, everybody that God is speaking to give to me and my children are free to do so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And then, you know, I'm telling you, from that day to this day, I pray folk free. Now, that's been my experience. So I plant, I pray, and then I make my confession without fail. So this confession that we're making now about more money, without fail. You got to say it without fail. You got to say it without fail. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to hit the country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's starting here, but it's more than just for here. It's going to hit the country about God giving more money to his people.
Amen.
That because we intentionally, praise God, at all times, I'm expecting real soon to have more money in my hand than I've had in a long time. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Give the Lord a big shout, won't you? All right, now here's what I want to do. I'm going to pray for you several ways. Y'all got some? Oh, you have. That's it. Bring them to me. Yes, I'm going to pray for you in several ways, and then I'm going to ask you to do something. All right? Thank you. Now, y'all know I believe in prayer clothes. Yeah, I believe in prayer clothes. I got some prayer clothes. I've taught this, and I'm going to lay my hands on. Can I get some partnership help from my wife, my lovely wife? Partnership help from my lovely wife. And the fine wife, too. Huh? Working on it. Yeah, she exercised like a Trojan. Amen. Now, what I want to do, I want to pray for you in several ways. And then I'm going to pray on these prayer cloths. I'm going to give you a prayer cloth. I want you to put it in your pocket, your purse, that sort of thing. You got it? I believe there's an anointing. And this anointing, the Bible says, can be suspended in cloths. Paul took cloths from his body, and they used them to release the anointing for healing. I believe that this will release anointing in your life for increase. Years ago, I had a prayer cloth from Oral Roberts. I think I still got my prayer cloth from Oral Roberts for specific increase. And I got to tell you, you know, in fact, I showed it to him one day. And I believe in this. Now, this is not voodoo. It's a scripture. All right. So I'm going to lay my hands on it and I'm going to pray. And believing that the anointing will be captured, then I want you to get one.
Amen.
God, I want you to get one. Take one with you. One. Everybody say one.
One.
Now, don't be disobedient and go get it. I'm going to get one from my cousin because my cousin wasn't here. You get one. All right? Then as you confess it, I want you to believe that an anointing is being released in your life. God's giving you power to get well.
Amen.
Amen? All right. Entrepreneurs, those who are in business for themselves, stand to your feet. All right, put your Bibles and all that kind of stuff down. Put your Bibles down. Put your Bibles down. All right. All right, all right. Now, with our hands raised like this, I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Your word says that you will bless the work of our hands. And so, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that an anointing is being released in this place now, in Jesus' name, for these entrepreneurs. And I thank you, Father, you caused them to have creative ideas for increase in their businesses. Pray for their clients, their customers. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that because of this night and this prayer and my obedience to you, that you're going to cause their customers to bring more customers to them. In Jesus' name, causing an incredible increase to the point that they understand it is because of this night. It is because they have received the word from the prophet, from the man of God, that as they continually praise you, that as they continue to worship you, that more money, more resources will come into their hands. Now, God, we call it done, and we'll be careful to give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Those of you who have had money held up and you need it released, money held up, and you need that money released, it may be in the court system, it may be child support, maybe what it is, you know, you need that money released in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right, let's get ready. Put your hands raised. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. And as you taught me years ago to pray things free and to pray money free, I, in the name of Jesus now, come against this blockage, this holdup. The person who's standing in the way, the policy that's standing in the way. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that this moment something is released in the spiritual atmosphere that will cause those in authority to change their minds, and that you will speed up the process. In the name of Jesus, God, we call this thing done. And I declare that money is free, that money is released. In Jesus' name, money find your way into their hands. In the name of Jesus, Father, raise up the favor, raise up the help that is needed to cause this money to come. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We call it done. The policy is changed. The policy is being overwritten. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you together as one voice and declare, money, come to me now, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout. Amen, amen. All right, now you just want more money. You just want, you're not in business for yourself. I haven't prayed for you, but you're here because you just believing for more money. Stand to your feet. Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Look at the person next to you and tell them. Because? All right. Come on, let's get ready. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these people who have faith in this prophet and in the prophetic word that you gave us. And so, God, because we've dedicated ourselves to praising you, because we have dedicated ourselves to honoring you with our seed, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, I speak increase, supernatural increase on their lives now in Jesus' name. That you create, I hear you, Holy Spirit, that you create other avenues of income, increasing and expanding the avenue that they already have. God, you already know what you're going to do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call money to come now, increase to come now. Angels, go forth, make it happen in Jesus' name. And God will be careful to give you the praise. Favor is ours like never before. We find favor in all those that we deal with in the name of Jesus, God. We call it done in Jesus' name. And with one voice, we say once again, because I am intentionally praising God at all times. I'm expecting real, real soon to have more money in my hand than I've had in a long, long time. Give the Lord another shout for it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Y'all all right? We covered everybody, didn't we? Yes, indeed. Amen, amen. Glory. How many really expect something to happen? How many? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I really, really expect something to happen. Praise the Lord. All right, all right. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Ushers, why don't you just pass out envelopes? And then I just want you to just bring your gift to the altar. And as you come to the altar, if you desire, you can, kneel and pray, or grieve, whatever you want to do, or you just drop it. And then I think you can get these. Can I break these up or get them on the way out? How you going to do that? You going to figure it out? Okay. They be want to give y'all when y'all come forward. How long we have another basket? Another thing gonna do that? Because everybody coming to the altar, they'll be able to do that. Yeah, that's fine.